On Seeing and Noticing, written by Alain de Botton and read by Nicholas Bell. Edward Hopper belongs to that category of artists whose work is sad but does not make us sad, the painterly counterpart to Bach or Leonard Cohen. Loneliness is the dominant theme in his art. His figures look as though they are far from home. They stand reading a letter on the edge of a hotel bed or drinking in a bar. They gaze out of the window of a moving train or read a book in a hotel lobby. Their faces are vulnerable and introspective. They have perhaps just left someone or been left. They are in search of work, sex or company, adrift in transient places. It is often night, and through the window lie the darkness and threat of the open country or of a strange city. And yet, despite the bleakness Hopper's paintings depict, they are not themselves bleak to look at. Perhaps because they allow viewers to witness an echo of their own griefs and disappointments, and thereby to feel less personally persecuted and beset by them. It is perhaps sad books that console us most when we are sad, and the pictures of lonely service stations that we should hang on our walls when there is no one to hold or love. In Automat, 1927, a woman sits alone drinking a cup of coffee. It is late, and to judge by a hat and coat, cold outside. The room seems large, brightly lit and empty. The decor is functional, with a stone top table, hard-wearing black wooden chairs and white walls. The woman looks self-conscious and slightly afraid, unused to sitting alone in a public place. Something appears to have gone wrong. She unwittingly invites the viewer to imagine stories for her, stories of betrayal or loss. She is trying not to let her hand shake as she moves the coffee cup to her lips. It may be 11 at night in February in a large North American city. Automat is a picture of sadness, and yet it is not a sad picture. It has the power of a great melancholy piece of music. Despite the starkness of the furnishings, the location itself does not seem wretched. Others in the room may be on their own, men and women drinking coffee by themselves, similarly lost in thought, similarly distanced from society. A common isolation with the beneficial effect of lessening the oppressive sense within any one person that they are alone in being alone. Hopper invites us to feel empathy with the woman in her isolation. She seems dignified and generous, only perhaps a little too trusting, a little naive, as if she has knocked against a hard corner of the world. Hopper puts us on her side, the side of the outsider against the insiders.